It is time for the passion of weather forecasting, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why his name begins with a P, the first and the last name. It's Pat Passion Pagano.
Yes. And on this, and I know you didn't forget, on this Weather Person's Day.
Yes, Weather Person's Day.
Yes, thank you very much. I was tickled pink. And I know you aren't, but I was tickled pink to see the results of the, so far, the results of the Iowa caucus. Because I told you I was kind of liking and siding with Peter. And I just thought, I love anyone who speaks so well. Anyone, whether it's a comedian, whether it is an announcer, it doesn't matter. But I like someone who speaks well. And to me, he spoke so well. Very rarely did he flub. It just flows. So that was number one. Number two, we'll see what happens, because I think it's only, 72% of the precincts in?
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders, who won the vote contest, okay? He got the most votes. And Buttigieg right now has, they're tied in delegates, but he leads in delegate percentage by 1.2%. But there's still almost 30% of the precincts they have to report in.
Now, it's still, you know, for Peter, it's an excellent showing, because he came out of nowhere.
Well, it just shows you that the Democratic Party likes a new face, and also likes Bernie Sanders, and the middle of the roaders are going to have trouble. I mean, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden coming in fourth place is just like,
fourth,
oh my God.
That's
just horrible.
We'll have to see what happens in New Hampshire, but as far as that, I mean, now first of all, they have a debate, I think, tomorrow night, right, Marshall? On Friday night.
There's a debate, yeah. The week started off with the fiasco in Iowa, then went to impeachment hearings, and then the president last night with his State of the Union, and then it goes to, yeah, then it goes to that the next thing. It's a crazy week.
That's a crazy week, and it's going to be a crazy weather pattern, especially in New Hampshire. For us, I'm thinking clouds will mix with a little sun today. A little, 35 to 40. Tonight, cloudy. We have a little bit of snow and sleet coming in after midnight. 1 to 3 inches of possibility. Now, again, I will explain, folks. You have to remember, we cover a very large listening area. I'm looking 1 inch in Connecticut. 2-3 inches, Berkshires to the Catskills. And in the low 20s, but rising overnight. So the wintry mix goes over to rain Thursday, and the rain comes down in buckets. Thursday afternoon and night, Marshall will not be happy, 35 to 40. Friday, the rain could mix a change with snow before ending. If it does, it's just going to be briefly. Highs probably in the 40s dropping. Sunny and cold, 30 Saturday. For Sunday, it will be cloudy. There may be flurries. I think that storm we were talking about was going to stay well to our south. So your only problem right now, I guess, as far as your events are concerned, it's going to be Friday.
It's Jump Fest Friday night, yeah. But everything else looks okay.
Yeah, but I think by Friday night, the precip will be over.
All right. So Saturday and Sunday look okay.
Yeah, so it should be fine.
Now, is it going to be snow on Friday night, or is it still going to be rain?
No, but it's over.
It's over.
It ends. It ends in your area Friday afternoon.
All right. Is it going to end as rain or snow?
It could end as wet snow.
Okay. All right.
So it could be a little bit icy, but that'll be about it. New Hampshire's going to have horrible weather, absolutely horrible. They'll also get 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow morning. Then they'll go over to rain, heavy at times tomorrow night. And then on Friday, their storm, which is the same storm we're going to experience, will cause the rain to go over to heavy snow in the afternoon. And I think Friday afternoon, portions of Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine could wind up with 4 to 8 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yep. So they're going to have some real lousy weather there. And that's it. And so it goes. You know, looking down the road a bit, I don't see anything too disturbing next week, unless there are some surprises. And with a powder like this, there could always be surprises. Because, you know, all you need is cold air to plow down, firmly entrench itself here. And no matter where the storms go, we have a problem, just like we have tonight. And just like New Hampshire's having. Because these storms are not favorable for producing, quote, a snowstorm. The only reason they're producing mixed precipitation is because you have cold air that is being overrun by warm air. And these storms are going to the west of us. You know, so they're not nor'easters. And that's pretty amazing that so far, you know, here we are on the 5th of February, and we're not talking about any nor'easter in the next 5 to 7 days. As compared to, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Tomorrow's the anniversary of 1978. The big blizzard of 1978 started on February 6th. It didn't end until February 8th. And when it ended, 1 to 3 feet of snow with hurricane force winds all over the area. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow, because I know we'll digress a little bit, and I'll tell you the whole story on how Pat named, and I have the article to prove it, I named the storm afterwards a neuter king. And then since then, I was the one that came up with that term. Since then, everybody uses it. But I should have really, if I was smart, I would have trademarked it back then.
That's right. But you didn't.
I didn't. Anyhow, so much for that. And that's it. I taught my class last night. It was fair. My assistant was sick. She texted me and she said she just couldn't make it in. So I had 18 sixth graders all on my own. It was lovely.
I can imagine.
You could just imagine. Plus, my mouth was killing me last night or yesterday, late afternoon. So I was in a lot of pain. It was hard to even speak. And I got through the entire hour and a half. So that's done and over with. And now onward with our weather for the weekend. I think you know, you have to admit, it's not bad for all your events.
If it comes to pass, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's true, Marshall.
you just never know now.
You never know these days, right? You're absolutely right. So that's it. I didn't get to see anything new on TV. I just thought I'd tell you that. Nothing new, because I came home last night. I had dinner, and I hit the sack. I just won out. So I didn't get to see anything. So I'm missing, yeah.
How much more work do you have to go on those teeth?
She told me, that's a dentist, that when the lab sends the teeth back, if they're all properly done, that'll be the last visit.
All right.
So, yeah, but it's still, my mouth is still sore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like getting whacked in the mouth. It is.
Yeah, it's really sore. You know, it's all the top, nothing on the bottom. It's all the top. And on one side, on the right side, when I go to bite down, that's when I feel the pain. So I guess, you know, it's still sore there. And hopefully it'll get a little bit better. I don't think that I'll be going back to her within the next 2 or 3 weeks. In fact, probably, I bet you I don't go back to her until March, which is fine with me, because we have the premiere coming at the end of February. So maybe I should just wait till after that, when all's said and done. And that's it. Heard from my mouse detective.
How many more?
Another.
One. Well.
Number 16.
Yeah, but now it's, you know, it's just one. It's not a flood of them. You know what I mean?
Still, Marshall. Yeah. He said to me, David, and I never heard David talk like this before, but this is in an email. He said, we need to seal up your cabin. He said, because I'm starting to feel very upset about these little critters.
Yeah, he's true.
I don't blame him, you know. It's not like something he wants to do. But he's just trying to settle a problem. But he says, you know, that's the answer to this is to seal it up. I tell you, they sell these little boxes. They look like triangle boxes, and in it is powder.
Yeah.
And the little critters go in there, and they come out, and it's on their feet, but you can't see it with the naked eye. You have to use an ultraviolet flashlight. And you can actually track to where they go so you can see where they're coming in.
Well, get that house sealed.
Well, it's not going to happen now, Marshall. I'm not going up there now, that's for sure.
First project in the spring or the summer.
Yes. Yes.
Get it done. Yeah. All right. Well, I want you to take care of your mouth because your mouth is our mouth.
I only have one.
It's an important asset to this radio station. So.
Thank you.
So take care of it.
All right. And you be careful tonight with this mixed junk walking to work. Getting in the car tomorrow morning. You be careful.
I will.
And I'll see you in the morning.
All right. And happy Weatherman's Day.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.